Hey everyone, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Hope you had a good one. Mike Wobshaw at TCO Studios with you for another edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for sending in your questions. Let's get to work as the Vikings prepare for their final game at home against the Chicago Bears. The first one comes from John. Championship teams always have a strong, durable offensive line. Why was this neglected? Careful there, John. I know the Vikings offensive line had a very up and down season this year, but it was not a neglected part of the team by the Vikings. Over the last 2 years, the Vikings have added some pieces to the offensive line. Alex Boone, Andre Smith in free agency, 2 fourth-round picks, and they've also traded for 2 players. Unfortunately, things haven't worked out the right way, but don't think it's because the team has neglected that position. The next question comes from Robert. What is your take on our defense? Well, it's easy to criticize them right now. They're coming off 2 very uncharacteristic performances, giving up lots of points and yards to Andrew Luck and the Colts and then Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But remember, going into Week 13, the Vikings were 2nd in yards allowed. They were 3rd in passer rating allowed and 1st in points allowed. To that point, they had 22 takeaways and 35 sacks in 12 games. So the body of work for the Vikings defense has been very good. The last 2 games, not so good. Not acceptable, but don't let that be a blemish on the entire season for the Vikings defense. Our next question comes from Ron in St. Michael. With both the Bears and Vikings out of playoff consideration, is Sunday's game considered a throwaway game? Not at all. You're right, Ron. The game does not have playoff implications, but players are evaluated on a week-to-week basis. There are very few players who have a roster spot that is locked in for next week, let alone next season. Think about guys on rookie contracts, Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, Xavier Rhodes, Danielle Hunter, all those guys are playing for their next contract. Those players will not take this game off. I think you'll see great effort from the Vikings to close the season. Our next question comes from Harold. We've seen enough bad surprises this season. Who surprised you in a good way during the season? Well, let's go to the highest profile position on the team. How about quarterback? Didn't Sam Bradford surprise you a little bit? He was acquired by the Vikings 8 days in front of the regular season, yet he had one of his best, if not the best, statistical seasons of his career. That's unusual for a player joining a team so soon in front of the season. Also, a big knock on Sam during his career has been durability. He's missed some games with injuries, but he made every dance for the Vikings this season as we head into the Bears game, playing behind an offensive line that allowed quite a bit of quarterback pressure. So I was impressed and surprised by Bradford. The next question comes from Thomas in Mankato, home of Vikings training camp. I saw our opponents have already been determined for next year. I thought the schedule came out in April. Well, Thomas, it does. The schedule usually comes out right in front of the NFL draft. But the schedule release is the when component of the schedule. The who and the where has already been determined by the NFL scheduling formula and with the season only 1 week from being done. So here's the deal. NFL teams play 2 games against their division opponents, so that's 6 games. They play 1 game against an entire division in the NFC and in the AFC, so that's 8 games. And then they play 1 game each against corresponding finishers in divisions in your conference that you don't play. So I know that's a mouthful and it gets confusing. But since the Vikings play the NFC South next year, they will play the 3rd-place finishers in the NFC West, LA, and in the NFC East, which is Washington. The graphic on your screen right now lists the Vikings' opponents for 2017, including home and away. One note, the away game against the Browns is the one the Vikings will play in London, so we have that to look forward to. Our final question comes from Jim. With 1 game to go, I'm interested in knowing what opposing players think of U.S. Bank Stadium. Well, I can't speak for them, and quite frankly, I haven't asked any of them what they thought, but I can tell you what we think. We love it so far. So far, so good for U.S. Bank Stadium. The place has been loud. Fans have shown up, and they've been loud for the Vikings. It has a Vikings feel to it. The branding is very good. It's purple in there. You have the light show after touchdowns, so that's awesome, and the amenities are great. I love my view from the Vikings Radio Network booth. So far, so good for U.S. Bank Stadium. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. The season is over after Sunday's game, but the Pick Six will roll on. We're going to have a postseason edition of the Pick Six for you next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings app for great content coming your way.